Awesome. Folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and as I always say, I'll say again, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Boy, I'm really excited about tonight. I'll tell you about it in a second. Listen, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Great way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. You got to focus. You've got to focus. This is the place that you can go just before the start of the week to get charged up, to get inspired, to get your focus, you know, for the week. So we recommend that you always come to this call every Sunday evening. There are many different calls inside of Ambit Energy. Many of them are quite valuable. But we always suggest that you make this one of the calls that you attend every week. And I got to tell you something, folks. It's going to be really important. It is really important right now, if you really think about it, to have your team on this call as well. You have a goal. You have a vision. And you want to get that out to your team. You want them to have the same goal and vision, or at least to have their own goals and a vision for those. This is a way to get them focused so that you can help them achieve their goals. So I'm going to encourage all of you on the call, not only in the future, to invite your team to the call, but you can send a text right now to whoever you're closest to on your team and say, hey, listen, hop on the call. Hop on the call. It's the same numbers you have them. Just send them out to your team and say, just hop on the call. And you can start something that can make a powerful difference for the members of your team as well as your success, because their success creates your success. Now, let's talk about ambition for a moment. Most of you should know at this point that ambition is going to happen. It's going to be a virtual online event. It's going to be September 17th through the 19th, and you can register online on the Ambit website inside of your power zone, and it's only $99. Now, listen, you're going to get 3 days of knowledge and education and information and incentives for only $99. You don't have to fly to Dallas. You don't have to stay in a hotel room. You don't have to worry about what you're going to eat. You got your refrigerator just in the other room. Everything is like perfect. You can go to the sessions in your pajamas. You can sit back and relax and have your favorite beverage. You know, you can use your computer or you can use a notepad to take notes, but you can do it right there in the comfort of your own home, or even better, practicing social distancing and being very careful, you can maybe get together with a couple of people, maybe people that you've already been around and you know the virus isn't upon us, and share this experience of what ambition is all about. So it's going to happen September through the 19th. Get in your back office and get registered for this fantastic event. You don't want to miss it, okay? Now, I want to go ahead and introduce our featured speaker for the evening. This guy is a dear friend of mine, executive consultant in Ambit Energy. He's won the Crystal Sphere Award, the Pure Energy Award, been in multiple Success from Home magazine covers and articles. He's been a speaker at Ambition and Simulcast. He's been a host, and everybody says they're a friend of his. Please welcome to the call, Mr. Jay Emma. Jay, are you there?
Bear, I'm here. Thanks so much for the introduction, brother. I'm happy to be here and happy to be with all of my friends. So I'm here.
Awesome. Well, first of all, the thing that I want you to know about Jay is that he is one of the classiest guys that I know inside of all of Ambit Energy, and I really do mean that. You know, he's not that good at shuffleboard. He's a little better at ping pong, but he's not that great at shuffleboard. But he's still a wonderful person. I still love him.
That's great.
Yeah, Jay and I have had the opportunity not only to grow in this business together, but we've spent some time together at Brian's Ranch in Pecan Bluff, and you know, Jay is really competitive. I got to tell you, you know, he wins graciously, but he loses with a newly found mission to win again. And you know, you want to tell him about that? You can.
Bear, I guess I do. It's hard to admit, but you are the reigning champ right now in shuffleboard. But you know, I just it's not that you're the champ. It's just that the time ran out. And
I like to thank the Academy.
the time ran out.
Yeah, how does time run out on self-aboard? Come on now. but he did. I got to admit, folks, he gave me a serious spanking on the ping pong table. He really did. He's been playing with some semi-pro ping pong players, and it's definitely enhanced his game, and that was a real challenge.
Yeah, for sure. We've had some good times, brother.
Absolutely. So, Jay, listen, they're going to, you know, of course, as always, there are people on the call who may not know who you are or you know, what you're all about. So if I'd like to get started this way. Just give us a little bit of your story, your background, how long you've been in Ambit Energy, what you've seen, and maybe what you see for the future.
That sounds good, brother. My good friend Bill Rossetti approached me to take a look at Ambit Energy back at the end of 2010. At the time, I was a business coach. I had a couple of clients that I worked directly with. I have a teaching curriculum that I developed for small business owners, and I was working with some clients. And my friend approached me, and you know, I've been self-employed since I'm 17 years old. I've owned a cleaning company. I cleaned cars and boats and airplanes, and I did business consulting and coaching, and I've been really self-employed since I'm 17 years old. So, and I was involved in a product-based network marketing company when I was a teenager as well for a lot of years, and put a lot of effort in as well. So I've had the entrepreneurial bug and had the desire to have freedom and success and all the things that come with success in this kind of business, which is really time and money, I guess, is really lifestyle, time and money. It's not just making a lot of money, but it's making money on your terms, and that's really what's always been important to me, is being able to control my calendar and be able to live life on my terms. And so when I saw the business, it had been a lot of years since I'd been in the other network marketing company, and I was really afraid to get started. I almost didn't put any effort into this because of my last experience. It wasn't that it was negative. It was just I did a lot of work and made a little bit of money, right? So it was disproportional to the effort that I put in, and I was just afraid to go down that path again. So, you know, I'm so thankful to God that really what made the difference, there was the first trigger for me. When I saw the plan, executive consultant Frank Nagel was standing up in front of the room, and he's in my upline, in my line of sponsorship as well. And Frank Nagel, he said when he was showing the plan, and I was at a business presentation, I was impressed with the fact that Ambit Energy was the fastest growing private company in America, number one on the Inc. 500 list. I was impressed that they had accomplished what they'd accomplished. But I wasn't really interested until Frank said, we don't sell anything. All we do is we help people save money on a bill they have to pay. And that really got me excited. At that point, that was during the presentation at that point, I didn't even listen to the rest of the presentation. I just started writing down my list of names. I knew that was my next step. I knew what to do because I had the experience from the other business. I was apprehensive and didn't want to go down that road again. I knew what it was going to require for me to do, to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. But it was just too good for me to pass it up. And when Frank said that, I was like, this is just too good, because that was really, I think, one of the things that held me back from not succeeding to the level that I wanted to in Amway. And, you know, obviously Amway is a phenomenal company, with great leaders and whatnot, but it was just difficult when it's a product-based company. You have to sell products and services to your friends and family, and sometimes they buy, and a lot of times they buy out of obligation, but to get them to buy on a regular basis is hard, and then to train a team of people to do that as well is hard. So building a residual income in a product-based business is just, you know, a lot more difficult. So this really got me excited, because it was, everybody uses electricity, and that was that did the job for me. That was what motivated me and got me started. And I didn't break any records, but certainly I got a pretty decent start in the business. I was a regional consultant in 14 days. And then about 3.5 months later, I hit the senior consultant level. And then somewhere in between senior consultant and EC, I had some momentum and I was making some money, and I started to actually rival and even surpass what I was making full time. And I started to see the potential of this thing. And so right now it's been, I guess I'm in the business now since 2010. So I'm, October of 2010. So I guess October will be, is it 10 years? It'll be October. It'll be 10 years. It's pretty exciting. But really the last 8+, it's been my main source of income. So I've been living and eating and enjoying everything that I do in my life. It's paid for. My lifestyle is paid for. My freedom, the things that I do, has all been as a result of Ambit Energy over the last 8 years.
That's awesome. So what does it look like when you compare your life now to what it was 8-10 years ago?
You know, I guess one of the main things is I don't worry about earning income. I enjoy what I do, and I'm building my business and growing, but it's not – I have the freedom to live life on my terms. And what that means for me is, you know, sometimes I'll just spend a couple of days with my dad, you know, and because I don't have a boss, I don't have a job to report to. It's Saturday, I'll go to my dad's and I'll sleep over Saturday, Sunday night, and maybe Monday night and maybe Tuesday night. You know, I'll spend 3 or 4 days with my dad. We go to the beach. We'll enjoy some meals together, and it's just quality time with my dad, or I'll drive over to see my sister and the family and the kids. So it's just having the freedom to, maybe it's a long lunch, maybe a friend, having a lunch with my friend, and it's something, and I don't feel rushed. So I guess that's the difference, is not feeling like I am always running around. I'm at my pace. And, you know, I guess if I'm honest, you know, I know I'm probably known for as somebody who has a lot of energy, and I certainly do, but my pace, the pace of my life is not a fast, crazy pace. You know, I enjoy my life.
Yeah, I can say that for sure. And folks, if you follow Jay Emma on Facebook, you know the family and friends are very important. You know, when you look at his posts, his posts usually have value and importance. It's not just, you know, the typical stuff that you find on Facebook. And Jay, when you mentioned that freedom, you know, I had the opportunity to room with you at an event that was at a pretty special point in your life. And if you don't mind, I'm going to take you there. But because of the Ambit Energy business, you had the freedom to spend some quality time with your mom. And just tell us a little bit about that and what Ambit afforded you at that particular time.
Yeah, you know, Bear, I think if Ambit Energy gave me nothing else ever again, if I'd never made any more money from Ambit Energy, I want to keep the friends for the rest of my life. But if I didn't get anything tangible in terms of the lifestyle, time, money, freedom, and whatnot, I got to tell you, I am so thankful to God that I built this business for a few years before my mom got sick. And, you know, unfortunately, I lost my mom a few years into the business, and I couldn't have predicted that. Nobody could predict what that. I started the business so I could have more time and money and freedom and choices. But my mom got sick, because I was successful and I had a growing team and I had momentum and I had a large residual income, I was able to spend the last 12 months of my mom's life with her. I was able to spend quality time with her, and I didn't have a job to report to. I didn't have a boss. I didn't need to ask anybody for permission for time off or anything. I just spent quality time with my mom, and that's precious. To me, that's living life on your term, based on your values. And there's really no price too high to pay for that. And I know Ambit Energy is not the only way to accomplish that. I get it. but I don't know of another opportunity that the masses of people, anybody can, for $100, can get started. Just basically make some phone calls, meet with some people, show this opportunity, put some work in consistently for, you know, a year, two, three, 4 years, and then to earn freedom, to earn the opportunity to do what you want when you want to do it. So I would have done twice the amount of work for half the results. And the best is yet to come. I believe the best is yet to come in our business, but certainly that's been the biggest blessing that the business gave me was, I appreciate you asking about that, Bear. It really just spending that quality time with my mom. That's something that I'll never forget. I didn't have any stress in terms of I was able to just leave I paid attention to my business, but I didn't really focus on it because I had, you know, I was spending time with my mom, and I made more money that year than I did the year before, and I did much less. So that's the testament to how great this business is.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I know for sure is that in the beginning of the business, you seem to work really, really hard and not see as much from your work. It's like you work hard, but the benefits are not as big as they are later. And then later in the business, you're able to work less and actually earn more because you have a team. You have an organization that you've grown and developed. So let's talk about your organization for a moment that enabled you to actually take that time and be able to do what you want to do. Talk about, you know, how you created the leaders on your team.
You know, I think, you know, this is an interesting, there's a lot of tactical mechanics that you can talk about when it comes to building leaders. But I think what I just want to highlight really for, I think this is something that's really important for all of us in our industry in our business to pay attention to, is to not be threatened by someone who is succeeding. And what you know, deep down, in, that's not, it might sound silly, it might sound funny, but I think a lot of times people, when someone on their team starts to grow and become successful and people pay attention to them, they feel like it takes attention away from them. And actually, I've always rejoiced and celebrated and enjoyed the success of the people on my team. And I think if you can really be the kind of person that really celebrates other people on other people's teams, and other people that you don't even know, people that you don't benefit from, people on your team, if you can be the kind of person that God wants you to be in that regard, I think you're more likely to have blessings from God. You're more likely to have, you're less likely to have jealousy and fear control your life. And you create an environment where people want to grow around you. And it just so happens that some of them are going to be flourishing and growing as you're cheering them on, and they're going to be a part of your organization. You know, and I've got a lot of people in my organization that have chosen to become successful. And some of them extremely successful, some of them moderately, you know, so everyone chooses their own level of success, whatever that may be. I mean, I've got people that are financially free and doing this full time. I've got people making a little bit or, you know, whatever. It doesn't really matter. Everyone sort of grows at their own level. But I think the key there is that we cultivate an environment where we care about people. We try to, as Brian McClure says all the time, and this is really the whole key to our business, is finding out what people want and then showing them how Ambit Energy can give it to them. And then providing an environment, cheering them on and giving them the resources, the encouragement, the help, the knowledge, whatever you can provide for them to build their own successful business. But I think the key to the whole thing is number one, doing it yourself as an example. So you're running in the direction that everybody else should be running, number one. And number two, celebrating and recognizing and letting people build their own successful businesses and sort of put a spotlight on that. Because my goal is really to have so many people succeed in my organization. I mean, and just to enjoy being with them, enjoy the results of that as well.
That's cool. Now, but let me ask you this. You know, because you talk about, like, in the beginning, it only costs $100 to get started. And you know, you talk about a little bit about the work ethic. Yet some people, they make some serious effort trying to make Ambit Energy work, and it doesn't seem to just take off for them. And you've got people on your team that it's taken off for, and you've had some success. But why do you think it kind of works for some people but not for others?
Yeah, this is, you know, it's an interesting thing. I one of the observations that I've made, not just in, I guess, almost 10 years in Ambit Energy, but just one of the observations I've made in the last 30 plus years being around this industry, is the one factor that you can't measure is the will of a person, right? So it's not the skill, it's the will. And you can't really measure that in a person. And what I mean by that is, I think desire is ultimately the thing that separates people, the people that make it, the people that don't. Because there are people in our business that maybe they don't look like they have ultra skills. And, you know, how are they? Have you ever looked at somebody? And if you're listening to my voice and you're new or you're a veteran in this business, we've all seen people in our business. You're like, how did Simon and Ethel Gunkelblink build this business? And you look at them, you're like, what? You're like, Simon and Ethel Gunkelblink, and they have a massive business, and they're killing it. And you look at them, you're like, what? And the reason, you know, we don't know what they're doing behind closed doors, right? It's what they do. But what they do is backed up by, like, a real desire to be successful. And I think my favorite quote that really summarizes, like, everything in Ambit Energy is by Jim Rohn. And Jim Rohn says that if you really want to do something, you'll find a way. And if you don't, you'll find an excuse. And we have so many people that say, oh, I tried it. I tried it. But did they? Did they try it? There's no you're going to do, you either do it or you don't. And certainly some people will find runners faster than others. Some people are going to find those people. But ultimately, when you look in the mirror, do you see someone who's committed and you are heading in the direction, in a forward direction for your business? You're growing you're growing yourself, and you're growing your business, and you're doing everything that you can to make it happen. And we all have different resources and different time and energy and all skills and all that stuff, but it doesn't matter. What matters is the will. And if we're putting 100% of whatever we can, God knows and people know. And, you know, it's like dogs can sense fear, and people can sense commitment. If a dog can sense fear in a person, then certainly people can sense commitment. So if you're like my friend Richie Castellano, combat Vietnam vet, Marine, one of my mentors in my life and also a senior consultant in Ambit Energy, says that 99% loyalty is 100% disloyalty. And that's really the attitude you've got to have for your business. And that's what makes the difference. It's desire and commitment. And everyone can do that. Everyone can do that.
99% loyalty is 100% disloyalty. That's strong.
Yep.
That is strong. That's something to think about right there. And then the other one, you'll probably see these on Facebook. It's not the skill, it's the will.
Yep.
Man, you're dropping nuggets tonight.
Oh, 100%. You know, it's like the 99% loyalty thing is sort of like people running around. If you think about a Coke machine, if you have a Coke machine, if it requires a dollar, and every day you walk by a Coke machine and you put 95 cents in it, and you kick it, you get nothing. You go to the next day, you put 95 cents in it, you kick it, you get nothing. The next day, you put 95 cents in it, you kick it, you do nothing. At the end of the year, you've spent time and money, but you don't have anything because you're really not expecting a real result. You're not committed. You're not really, you don't really want it. And you and God have to work that out. You've got to work that out with God. But if you really want it, you're going to get it. That's the way it is.
You just got to play full out.
Yep.
You got to play full out, yeah. So, if you know, we've got new consultants on the call, and I want to, you know, make sure that they get value as well out of some of the mechanics of the business. What are some of the things that you say that a brand new person should do, and maybe some of the mistakes that you want to you know, tell them to avoid?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the most common mistakes is they talk about the business without showing it, right? They try to sell it. They try to encourage their friends to do it. A lot of times they'll talk to two or three or five people, and if it doesn't work out, they tuck their tail between their legs and walk away. Let me just encourage you, if you're new, to just know that, look, this is a simple business, but it's not always easy. And anything worthwhile is worth putting some effort in. It's worth going through the bumps and feeling the struggles, because that's what's going to allow you to grow. It's sort of like exercise and working out. So if you're new, let me encourage you to, you know, just build a massive list of names, follow the system, and then some, right? Follow the system and then some. So number one, get really, really clear on why you want to do the business, right? And make sure it's your dream and keep it in front of you at all times, because then you're going to have the motivation to do it, right? And then build a massive list of names. Don't prejudge people, because it just puts the odds in your favor. The more people that you can talk to, the better off you are. And even if you speak to them with a presumption that they're not interested, it's the same number. The percentages are going to be the same. So even if you called up a friend and said, hey, look, I know you're busy and you're probably, you know, not looking to do anything else right now, but I want to run something past you because I'm working on a side business project right now and I respect you and I just need 20 minutes of your time. So even if you have the presumption that they're not interested, it doesn't matter, just get it in front of them. So I think a big common mistake is they try to tell people, oh, listen, I'm an ambient energy, it's great, you'd be good at it. They try to sell someone and they get the answer no, or they get an ambiguous answer, or they get the answer no before they show the plan. So my suggestion would be to just get someone to see the plan. Get them to see it. Even if you're certain they're not going to be interested, just get them to see it. Say, I'm working on a side business right now, or I'm working on a business project. I've always respected the way that you handle yourself personally and professionally. Don't know if you keep your options open, but I just want to network with the best people that I know, and I want to do it properly. When can we get, you know, 15 or 20 or 25 minutes together on the phone so I can walk you through something? So however you do it, you know, just follow your upline, your leaders, but make sure that you get in front and show the full presentation properly, the way that your leaders are teaching you, and don't just talk about the business, because just talking about it doesn't allow for the opportunity for them to enroll.
That's good. That's really good, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, you're thinking about the business or you're talking to other people about the business, but you're not doing those things that you need to do to actually build the business. And you think you're building it because it's on your mind. And, you know, following those mechanics are absolutely valuable. That's why they're there. You know, Brian talks about it all the time, the mechanics of the business and the following the system. He got after me many times in my early years of Ambit Energy, and actually some of the later years, about following the system and not trying to you know, just do it on quite honestly, guys, not trying to do it on personality, not trying to talk your way through it or just be enthusiastic about it, but actually to bring that information to the front. So that's really good stuff. So, Jake, we're going to wrap this up, but let me just ask you this. 2020, I think most people would say 2020 has been one of the most interesting years of our lifetime. Okay, and I've got a few years with some of you, and I can say that this one ranks up there to to the ones that you would you would highlight on the list of events. Where do you see Ambit Energy, moving forward in 2020? How do you feel about the virtual aspect of building the business and the transition from like the hotel meetings and the home meetings to now being online and other virtual processes?
Well, I think, once once COVID-19 and this pandemic, the farther we get from it, the more we are going to be meeting in homes and hotels, but it's going to look different. And I think we're sort of behind the eight ball anyway. I mean, I think people have been utilizing online presentations and building teams and doing these kinds of things for a long time anyway. So definitely it's one of the things it's very encouraging to me, because I think it's going to attract a lot of people that never were really interested in this business. Right now, we've got a lot of examples of people that are doing this business very successfully, and they've done it predominantly online. Now, certainly, they meet with people as well. There's nothing, this is, I think it's an eyeball to eyeball business. And, when there's an opportunity to meet with people, it's a relationship business. But you can build a relationship with people online. And I think 2020 is going to show, because of this pandemic that we're going through, I think we've been sort of forced to more quickly adapt to a larger extent, lean on these tools. And it's just awesome, because some of us haven't been using them as much, and it's an opportunity to grow and learn. And I think it's going to accelerate, but it's also going to attract a different kind of person that wouldn't have been attracted to the business if it was predominantly, meeting in someone's home or a hotel. And I think the idea that you can build it online is very, very attractive for people, and especially our business, because there aren't products. Our business is perfect for to build virtually, actually, because we don't have any products to demonstrate. It's everybody understands electricity already, so it's going to be awesome.
There you go. I've got a friend of mine who says, we all grew up hearing from my family, don't put that in the light socket. And I've got a buddy of mine that says, he heard from his mom, don't put it in the light socket again.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so we can definitely appreciate that we don't have any products to demonstrate, and almost everybody grew up in electricity. That's great. Hey, listen, I've enjoyed this conversation. We could probably go for another hour and just have casual conversation, as we've done many times before. But I want to go ahead and wrap it up so that people can enjoy the rest of their 4th of July holiday. But before you guys hang up, let me just kind of say this to you. People like JMM, who grow in this business, part of the reason that he's successful in this business is that he never quit. He's been here for a long time in this business, and he's seen a lot of things happen. He's been involved with a lot of the transitions. He's been a host of conferences. I've seen him on stage with top income earners and co-founders of the company. He's the kind of guy. Let me just kind of tell you this. When we do have an executive ECNC call, for example, where the executives and the national consultants are on the call with corporate, and we have an opportunity to introduce ourselves, and there are many people on the call that says, my name is so-and-so, and I'm a friend of JMM. That's the kind of guy he is. And I know he's probably blushing right now, but Jay, I just want to thank you for I want to thank you for just being a class act. I've never heard, any curt words coming out of you. I've never, looked at you like you lost your mind. You've got a lot of enthusiasm. But more importantly, you got a lot of love for people. And I appreciate that about you. And those of you who are on the call, if you ever get a chance to be on a Zoom call with Jay, or any kind of virtual call, or someday when the virus is over, and you get to see him at a conference or a meeting, you'll understand the same. So, Jay, thank you for being on the call with us. I appreciate you giving your time tonight and dropping some serious nuggets. I'm telling you, you'll probably hear some of these quotes on Facebook coming up soon. But thank you.
I appreciate that. Well, I do want to mention something quickly, and it's unrelated to Ambit Energy, but my Ambit friends will benefit from it. In a few weeks, just try to stay connected to me on Facebook. I'm going to be doing a teaching that's 100% free, but it's 100% effective to help people quit smoking. So if you it's never not worked, and I'm not going to sort of preface it, but I'm going to be doing like a 20-minute teaching on how to quit smoking. And it's going to be really powerful. So just stay tuned for that. That's all.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you tell me how to get away from ice cream, then we can really talk.
That will apply as well. It's about the mind and psychology and the subconscious mind and habits and how we form things and stuff. It's going to be a whole thing like that. It's going to be great.
I'm glad you told us about that. I'll try to make that one.
Yeah, it'll be fun. But okay. But anyway, thanks, Bear, for the opportunity. And if I can, you know, be of any encouragement to anybody or help anybody, just let me know. Love you guys. Thanks, Bear.
Okay. Thank you, buddy. So two other things, guys, before we hang up. Number one, if you want to hear a copy of this call, I'm sure Norbert is recording the call, and he'll put out a link shortly that if you're on Facebook and connected to some of the groups, you'll be able to see that link. Or tomorrow you can go to topambitleaders.com. Let me say that again, topambitleaders.com. You can go into the Sunday night calls, look in the business building section, and be able to listen to this call. So that resource will be available to you. Secondly, I just want to let you know, we have a special guest next week, and she's never been on this call before. And if you haven't had the opportunity to hear Sherelle Slace and her story, I'd encourage you, highly encourage you, if you're a mom, if you're married, if you're a woman, if you're a business person, if you have any desire to be successful in this business, get your team on this call next week to hear Sherelle Slate. Jay, thanks a lot again. I'm going to open up the line so that we can have other people say thank you on the call. And folks, we'll hear from you just next week. Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.